Bipartisanship during a crisis seems unlikely in today's political climate. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joseph Finz, professor of medical ethics at Cornell University, details a situation from our past that shows how leaders can work together in tough times.
It was the height of Watergate, and the Democratic Speaker of the House, Carl Albert, needed advice. With Vice President Spiro Agnew's resignation and the Nixon presidency imperiled, Albert was suddenly next in line to become president. Looking for advice, Albert turned to Ted Sorensen, JFK's alter ego and Democratic sage. Dated November 8, 1973, and marked personal and confidential, Sorensen wrote Albert, "I admire your recognition of the need for advanced planning of this kind." Sorensen went on to suggest the memo be destroyed lest it be misinterpreted as evidence of an improper motivation on your part for the president's ouster. And then this startling statement in bold letters, note, "I question whether it is either necessary or desirable to commit yourself to resigning in favor of a Republican vice president. That would only heighten the impression of political instability in our government. You are the legitimately chosen successor selected by our most representative body under a longstanding plan adopted by the legislative branch." One doesn't need to be a history buff to grasp the significance of Sorensen's admonition. It implies Albert was considering resigning the presidency so Nixon's removal wouldn't look partisan. From the vantage point of our current political tribalism, it is inconceivable that a Democrat would even think of foregoing the presidency in favor of a Republican. But this is what the historical record shows. It would be a mistake to view the Sorensen memo with historic sentimentality, simply a relic of a bygone era of bipartisanship. Drafted during the searing schism of Watergate, it has relevance for our own times. Speaker Albert's example shows that true patriotism crosses the aisle and is seldom narrowly partisan. Hopefully, this is a lesson that his successors in the Congress will heed. History will be their judge, too.
That was Joseph Finz of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.